This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I want to get to Cam Smith, but the Astros apparently utilized the pitch clock with Lance McCullers in his live BP today to get him used to the tempo. McCullers, hey.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, go on.
McCullers hasn't pitched since the pitch clock came into the game.
Good Lord! I knew it'd been a long time, but that really hits home.
How long are we multiple years with the pitch clock?
It feels like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are multiple.
Bury me in the H.
Damn, Lance ain't never pitched to the pitch clock.
I saw that and I was like, holy crap. This dude has been gone so long.
So the last time Lance pitched, you could just have as many mound visits as you wanted, and the bases were smaller.
Different times. Crazy. Hey, Lance,
damn, man, he's been gone that long.
That is nuts.
Damn.
Yeah. I think White Lotus had just come out the last time he pitched.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. Lance, I think I know where Luke is. Lucas, I think, with Lance, where I am with Forrest Whitley. Lance, I'm a believer. I'm a believer, like, that this year that Lance is actually going to step on the mound and really.
Yeah.
Well, like, I think he's going to be an addition. I think this is the year that Lance finally gets back. Hell, he's had enough time and surgeries. But I think this is, I'm believing, I heard him, they said he got to 95 last week.
Ooh, that's nice.
Like, I was like, uh-oh, okay.
Yeah, I believe the words you used when you were talking to me last week is you were like, hey, I'm all in.
I am. On I am. Lance McCullers. I'm all in on Lance being back this year.
I like that out of you.
Because, I mean, if Lance is, and it's a huge if, I think I said this the last time we were on it, like, Lance could be a real odd wild card for this team.
It feels huge.
If he's Lance. And if he's back now, you know, we'll see what happens on it. Someone said put some money on it. Nah, man, why y'all trying to put money on it, man? I'm just trying to enjoy myself and have a good time. Okay?
That's not one you throw some cash on.
Nah, man, I ain't putting no money. Hell, I won't.
We all want what you're saying, but that is not one you throw money on.
I didn't put money on Jabari Smith getting 2 threes last night. I'm not putting money on Lance. But I just got a good feeling, like. I'm just saying, for me, the last couple of years, when it's been Lance, all right, here we go. Lance is he's with the hooks, or Lance is he's gearing up, or Lance has a bullpen session.
He's throwing on flat ground.
You're right. He's throwing on flat ground. He's playing convicted catch, as the captain Joe Espada said once.
As opposed to tossing it around without any conviction at all.
I actually believe it this time. Luke clearly doesn't, but I actually.
Luke's eyebrows just shot way up his head.
Did someone text in exactly? No, shut up. All right, I wouldn't put money on anybody that much. No, I'm not betting my hair or my eyebrows, and I already shave my armpits normally. I don't need to do any of that. I just, you don't feel different about Lance this year. Is that like, you don't feel like, I'm talking about in terms of his ability to actually get on the field and help the team. You don't feel differently about Lance right now?
I feel more optimistic now than I have in the past, sure, but still, I think there's a long way to go.
That whole sure, the way you slide that in, like that is just, I feel good about it, sure. I mean, like that sure feels like now you're about to just, you know, take him out at the knees. But
yeah, because he hasn't pitched in 2.5 years. I don't know if there's ever been another case of a pitcher missing 2.5 years and then coming back and being serviceable, let alone, like, you know, really good for a team. I just don't know what the expectation should be. And I say this all the time, but I subscribe to the Polar Express theory of having to see it to believe in it. So all these reports are great, but I want to see him actually pitch, like, in a game and face actual big league hitters and see if you could get anything from him this year. It's great that he's throwing off of flat ground. He hit 95 once or twice in you know, in a bullpen with just him and a catcher.
He faced Christian Walker last week.
Out with an injury now.
But he went out then.
Told him, don't swing the bat. You got a lat strain. You just
struck him out on 7 pitches.
I don't want you to get hurt. Just stand in the box so he can throw at you.
I'm not going to say that it is not fair for you or this person who texted in hell no, or this person that texted in Ron, even when healthy, McCullers would labor and nitpick his way through 3 innings on 90 pitches, taking 5 minutes per pitch. Annoying. Well, Ocho, he can't take 5 minutes per pitch anymore because he's got the pitch clock. That will be funny if he comes out the first time and bam, he gets hit with multiple pitch clock violations out there.
It's going to be quite the adjustment.
Like, guys, come on. I expect him to get hurt in 2 months. Guys, stop it.
That ain't right.
I believe in Lance. I do. I believe he is. Where are you? If I say over under, what is it? June 1st. You taking him to play, to get in the big leagues and pitch for the Astros before June 1st or after?
Oh, I'm going before. Hey, all these reports have me really optimistic in all seriousness. Like,
I
even
mean,
before 20, this
2025,
one.
June 1st.
Yeah. That's what makes, yeah. Like, I feel like every report and update we've gotten from these insiders over the last month and a half, I mean, it's always, it doesn't feel like fluff kind of reporting optimism. It feels like the facts they're reporting on where he is with his rehab is really, really good news. So I would say before.
I do too. I would. You think he beats Cam Smith to the majors?
That's a good question. That's an interesting ass question.
Does he beat Cam?
Very interesting to ponder on that one.
Do you think it's even seriously considerable that Cam Smith is on the roster to start the season?
Very little. I think there's a very little chance to start the season. I think we'll see him this year. I think we might see him, you know.
Oh, I definitely think that.
I think maybe fairly soon. But to start the year, I think that's a stretch.
Now, I don't think he's there to start. And I don't even know if that's the best thing. We talked about it a bit earlier. Like, you got to take the spring training with a grain of salt. Now, listen, it's tough. I mean, you get somebody in here who just keeps hitting the ball out of the ballpark, you know, hitting over 630, on base percentage over 700, OPS over 1300. Like, you start, but I think you got to understand, like, one, how, you know, how many 1 through 5 starters in a rotation is he facing? How many 7, 8, 9 inning guys out of a bullpen is he facing? How many of them are they facing him trying to attack him to get him out? Or are they trying to just work on their fastball command or their whatever? So I think you got to take it with a grain of salt. But no, and you want to take your time with him regardless. So I don't think that is the case. But he definitely will be up, I would imagine.
He should. I would give him a couple months down in AA, and if he keeps, you know, hitting the cover off the ball, then he forces your hand. You got to bring him up. And I think it actually works well for the lineup, too, if he could be your everyday third baseman and you
slide. Well, they lack power.
We talked
about this yesterday. They only got 2 guys on the team last year that hit over 20 home runs.
Yeah, but they had, you know, they had some depth in terms. They might not have had that big bopper, but they had the home run spread out. Like, I think the Astros last year, I think we're like 10th in home runs, you know, so it's not like they were the bottom of the league.
Yeah, no, they've lost Tucker and Bregman.
True, but I think Walker and Paredes should, knock on wood, should be able to replace that home run production.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
I would hope so.
Paredes was under 20 last year.
But I think he plays well in this ballpark.
Absolutely.
If he played all of his games at what was Minute Maid last year, he would have had 40 homers. Now, he only is going to play half his games there. So maybe he gets to 25 this year since he was at 19 a year ago. But anyways, also, I think the other question, too, with Cam Smith, and I'm higher on the Astros than I think some people. I think maybe it was Sean Bajani I was hosting with, and you know, I forecasted more wins than even he had for the Astros this year.
What? Oh, wow.
I think it was, I don't want to put words in his mouth. Sorry, Sean, if it wasn't. But my point being, you know, like, what are reasonable expectations this year? Do you think the Astros will actually be a team that can compete for a World Series? And if the answer is like no, it could be a playoff team, maybe they'll win high 80s, then like, what's the point in rushing Cam Smith? If you think he's the difference maker of like, hey, this is the guy that's keeping us from going and winning the AL, then sure, right? We'll try to bring him up as soon as he can. Otherwise,
yeah, that's
why
not my,
rush
my expectation right now is the division.
Division?
Is to really compete and probably be right there to win the division. That's my expectations. I don't like the past years that every year I've been here, it's been win a champion.
Yeah, of course.
Like compete with the Yankees or Reds or the Orioles have been really good or the Guardians or whatever. It's mm-hmm. been that. I don't have the same feel for this team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I mean, you got Jake Myers and Chaz McCormick.
Yeah.
And Jose Altuve is your starting outfield. So
I screwed it up.
That's a bit of a difference. So, but I do think they should be able to compete in the West. There's no, agreed. There's no the Sacramento A's and the rest of them. There's no, juggernaut in the AL West. So I think that's at least my expectation. Jesus, Nico Harrison, good God,
dude.
The Mavs have another season-ending injury to a big Did you see the heart grow out of Luke's face?
Yes.
Look at the Like,
I feel for these guys, the fans.
Yeah, Olivier Prosper. He is a serious right wrist injury and is expected to require season-ending surgery.
Oh my.
He was another big. So this, I mean, they're already without Gafford. They're already without
Luca.
Luca, but they're already without AD. They're already without Lively. Mm-hmm. This kid was getting a lot of minutes.
Holy crap!
That's now. See, that's a job I can't have being around Nico Harris.
I feel for probably the first time in my life, I kind of feel for Klay Thompson as well. I mean, he went there to try to go compete, team that was just in the championship, and now he looks around and it's like, oh my gosh, this is terrible.
Klay about to go down with one himself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, coach, I felt something. I think I need to
feel something pop. Good God, man. What is going on, man?
Wild.
They have got to, they are literally in Pets' heads are falling off territory. Mm-hmm. Like, we've reached. Good God, man. What is going on, man? That is the wildest thing. I have never in my life, I don't believe, seen the basketball gods respond like this.
Well,
I mean, and then Luka just going off last night.
It's going to happen to anyone, though. I mean, Dallas is a good spot.
It's like somebody in New Orleans or someone has a voodoo doll of Nico Harrison and they're pushing the areas, but it's happening to his players on the doll instead of him. It's
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.